Hey everyone, welcome back to New York Girl Talk. Again,
Hey
it's a very
guys.
cloudy day.
Yes, for both of us.
It is so cold and rainy today. I guess we always start out by talking about the weather, but I will
We
say
do.
I'm at the lab right now, so if you hear elevator beeping in the background, that's why. But yeah, I had to force myself out of bed this morning, but it's fine. We're getting there. We were going to start out by talking about our holiday breaks, right? I feel like I personally feel so relieved after finishing my last final early last week. It's been almost a week since I did my last final. And when I tell you the relief that I felt after I finished my calc final is like unexplainable. I surprisingly
Yes.
got 100 and I felt so good about that. It was
Yes, so
crazy.
proud of you.
Yeah, so now all my grades were put in last week, and now I can finally relax. Passed with a 4.0, so I'm glad about that.
Yes,
What about you,
ma'am.
Rach?
Same here. Luckily, scraped by. There was one class I was a little scared about getting a B because it was an English class and we were able to revise all of our papers. It was kind of like built in extra credit, which was really nice. So we were able to have like a revision and he gave us tips. And then on the final paper, which was like a 10-page research paper, there was no, revision. So I was a little scared about that. But, and like, because I couldn't change anything after I turned it in. And also, he had not, I told Sarah this. He hadn't checked his email when I like sent him a draft. Because he was like, "Oh, send me a draft and I'll give y'all like some comments." And so I sent it to him and he like didn't check his email. Anyways, so I was pretty scared and luckily got an A. So also passed that class, 4.0. Let's go. Super excited about that. But yeah, I'm feeling a lot of relief. So yeah, I hope you guys are relieved too. I hope y'all are all done too, and we can all just enjoy this next few weeks of bliss. Sarah, what are you up to this holiday break?
Well, I know I've been looking forward to having a lot of family over.
Yeah.
And we always travel during the holiday break too because we don't celebrate Christmas. So, this winter break, we have a lot of family coming in. My sister's coming, we have cousins coming, and we're heading down to NOLA, New Orleans. And so that's gonna be fun because I've never been there before. And like, I love exploring and adventuring. So I'm very much down to just kind of like walk around, eat some lobster. And see all the historical places too. So I'm excited about that. It's gonna be a lot of family time, which I think I need to be able to recharge. It's gonna be a lot of sleeping too.
Yes.
But yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm also gonna see family, which is super exciting. My aunt and my cousin are coming down from New York. We're gonna have Christmas Day. My family does celebrate Christmas, and we're just gonna have Christmas Day, just me and my immediate family, so like my siblings and my parents, and then they will come a couple days after Christmas and we'll celebrate just those few days later. And my brother's girlfriend is also going to fly down from New York. So it'll be fun to have just a couple different people. And we also have like a student from India who's coming to stay with us, which will also be pretty cool. So it's going to be a packed house with family and new people and significant others and all of that. So I'm just excited to relax and get to see my family from New York because I miss them so much.
I know, yeah. Holiday break is such a great time to have all of that happening too. So it's nice to
Yeah.
like not have to worry about school when you have a lot of family coming in as well. But
Yes, for sure.
I know we wanted to talk about like how we're kind of being productive over the break. I know Reach and I both have kind of a longer break because we're taking only college classes. And so for me at least, like my break started. Ooh, loud noise. My break started last week, like the 13th, 14th, and then it goes until I think January 17th. So like a
Oh,
little bit
nice.
over a month. And Rach, yours is something similar like that too, right? So we have
Yeah.
several weeks that we are spending, some with family and then some just kind of on our own, which like I feel like is honestly really good because that's like it gives you the chance to like socialize. And then it also
Yeah.
gives you a chance to like be alone and like, that's good for your psyche too, like to be able to have some time alone too, even if you're an extrovert. For me, it's like, oh, I'm so excited to have so much family over and have a lot of social energy. Then I'm also really excited to have a couple weeks after everyone leaves to like, recharge on my own too.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I have a little bit of a shorter break than Sarah does, but I still have a couple weeks, which is really nice. And Sarah, I don't know if you relate to this. I don't think we've talked about this before, but like in the past, especially when I was like in high school and just even younger in my like younger teen years, like I always looked forward to Christmas break, obviously, and I still do, but I like would just use it to like, it sounds kind of funny because obviously you should relax. I'm not advocating against it, but I would just kind of use it to waste time. Like I would just sleep the entire time, be on my phone the entire time. And there's nothing like inherently wrong with that. But what Sarah and I kind of wanted to talk about was just like, okay, there can be a healthy balance of like having a desire to like use this time to like build some good habits going into the new semester and relaxing. So that's kind of like a new mindset, at least I'm taking on this year. Sarah's a little bit more motivated than me, so maybe she's always had this mindset. I don't know. But so yeah, we're just kind of going in with a new mindset.
Yeah, and like I think that's super important too. Like it all comes back to balance. I feel like every single one of our episodes we're like
Oh
hitting
yeah, you're
balance
right.
all over again. But yeah, I think this semester really inspired me even more when like I was forced to get up at 5:45 in the morning and leave the house at 6 and like get to campus by 7 or get to the lab by 7, and like those really early days became so regular for me that that ended up being every day. And then even on the weekends I would get up that early, and like honestly I wasn't upset about it either because that allowed for a lot of productivity during that time too. And so I think that again there's like a balance to be made, like you don't necessarily need to be waking up at 5:45 in the morning during your whole break, but maybe like I think this is honestly the time to take baby steps. I know for me, like personally, it's not that big of a deal for me to go from, I don't know, waking up at like 8 to waking up at 6. So like to
Yeah.
me, that's not a huge jump, but maybe to other people that is a huge jump. And so you need to improve your sleep schedule, maybe in 15-minute increments or 30-minute increments, and like this is your opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it's funny because we were talking about it the other day, how like I'm the type of person who like I could be a night person or I could be a morning person, and like I could honestly have a good time whatever time of the day it is. And that in terms of productivity and stuff too. But I feel like there's really something special about the morning time in that sense.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, for sure. For
yeah.
sure. I think it's really key. Like, I like what you said, like, opportunity. Like, this is an opportunity to rest and relax and like rejuvenate with family, but it's also an opportunity to make your life easier in the semester to come. And even if like you're working full time and you're not in school, because I'm sure some listeners like aren't our age, like, it's still, you probably still have, a good amount of time off, maybe for, I know the company I work for gives like I think like 4 or 5 days. So still like a long period, like compared to normal. And so it's also an opportunity to like make your life easier in the weeks or months to come, especially for us college students that have a longer time off. It's like, okay, wait, if I establish like this routine now, that actually makes my life easier when I start the spring semester.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I don't know, I think that's really practice for like the future too. Like, even when you're not going to be in school, like, you want a productive morning and stuff. And like at least for me, like that's what I'm kind of focusing on, because I felt like I had a really good routine going this semester, and like that's something that I want to continue even if I might be home more often next semester, just because I
Yeah.
think it's a good thing to have, and I
Yeah.
think it's a healthy thing to have. So like for me, I think like having the morning routine is important. So like I always feel good when like I'm getting up at a consistent time, but then also like immediately jumping out of bed instead of laying around and washing my face, washing up, and then having a breakfast or going to the gym and praying, because prayer is important to me. And maybe journaling, like different things like that that may seem basic but like have a good effect, because it's also like easing yourself into the day too.
Yeah.
Like I feel like those are several different things that I'm trying to focus on and focus on incorporating,
Yeah,
because
for sure.
it's like things that I'll do like once in a while and then I'm like, oh, that was like nice, so I kind of want to
Yeah.
continue doing that.
Yeah.
But one thing that I was considering was this influencer on Instagram that I that I follow talks a lot about like the habit loop. And she basically talks about how, like, okay, bad habits are created in this way and good habits can be created in this way. So, like, you can actually break bad habits in this way and you can create good habits in this way, if that makes sense. And so basically it's like there are three parts of it. It's like the cue, the routine, and the reward. And like it's a loop because you have to do each of those in that order to be able to like continue create like creating that habit and like maintaining that habit. So like the cue is like kind of the trigger, like what you kind of want to accomplish. Like for example, if that's let's say going to the gym, it's like your cue is that maybe you want to lose weight or maybe you want to build muscle or whatever. And then the routine is obviously doing that, like making that action. And then the reward is, rewarding yourself with just like one thing. So with her, she kind of splits that reward up into two. So like you have, a top tier reward and then you have like a second tier reward. So
Yeah.
you start off with that top tier reward, maybe that's like a coffee, and then your second tier reward could be like I don't know, like going out with your friends, because that's like a much bigger thing. So you have like a bigger reward and you have a smaller reward basically,
Yeah.
and like essentially you kind of alternate them, and then as time goes on you'll like space it out. So you'll be like, oh, like let me do the routine like twice and then I'll get the big reward. And then you can be like,
Yeah.
oh, let me do the routine three times and then let me get the big reward. So kind of like training your brain to look forward to that either big or small reward kind of type
Yeah.
thing. And I feel like honestly, like if you're struggling to make habits, that is the way to go. Like to me, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that what I also really like about the approach we're taking that I kind of just realized while we were talking is like a lot of people do, like New Year's resolutions for the new year at the end of a year. And what I like, and of course, it's a running joke like, oh, those never work out, like we never actually follow through on them. And what I like about this approach is it's really like short term. Like it's like, okay, during the break. Like it's like, okay, this is what we're going to work on during the break. And I like that because I feel like it's a lot more tangible and approachable and realistic than like, I'm going to get fit in 2023. It's like, oh, I'm going to buy a gym membership and go to the gym 3 times a week and make a habit out of it for the next month. Right. Like, so I really like just this kind of approach, and that's a great like system, Sarah. I think I need to try that. It sounds like it would work really well. But yeah, so I just like this kind of approach a lot more than the typical resolution approach.
Yeah, especially because a lot of the times resolutions can be like, oh, like I'm gonna do this every day. And then
Yeah.
one day you don't do it, and then it just like it continues from there.
Yeah.
Like it only goes downhill from there, and then you
Yeah,
never
you're
do it
so
again.
right.
So, yeah, I mean, sometimes you kind of do need to take approaches like that. I think it also depends on like what kind of person you are. Like
Yeah.
a lot of people are able to maybe meet their goals in like baby steps, and like that's a great thing, but I think for a lot of people they need much more motivation than that.
Yeah.
And honestly for me it's like, yeah, I want to do big things in like the year, but it kind of start like for me I think it starts with that routine,
Oh,
because
yeah,
to
for
me, it's
sure.
like when you don't have that healthy routine, like you don't have a healthy mindset either, you know? And like one thing is that growing up, maybe it was just being like homeschooled growing up, that like we would always do like schoolwork in our pajamas. And so now, like, my mom works from home and like she's very much used to just staying in her pajamas and like she's fine with that because she doesn't have to be like on video call or anything. But like,
Yeah.
I think like we discussed it a couple weeks ago, how like now that everything is online and like when you take a lot of online classes, like you're at home, you're
Yeah.
unable to get out of that mindset from when you were in bed to when you
Yeah.
were in at like at your desk and in a meeting. So like we were talking about how like it's so much more healthy to like change out of your clothes, and that way you're able to establish like, okay, this is a new day and like this is going to be productive. So like that's just one little thing that I've notice about myself. I'm like, oh, I feel really different when like I change out of my clothes, and then I'm ready, like my mind is ready to be doing something more productive.
Yeah, I relate to that a lot too. I think especially during COVID, like I got more used to like, and I've always kind of worn like I was homeschooled too, so I would wear stuff like that as well. But I think even like public school is similar because, like, when I transitioned to public school, I also like found myself wearing similar stuff, not like pajamas, but like sweats, like stuff that wasn't, like nice or whatever. And so, anyways, it was just kind of funny, like, how I felt. And it's like, oh, yeah, like, actually putting nice clothes on makes you feel better
Yeah.
and more like ready to take on the day.
And I'm glad you mentioned the thing about COVID because honestly, like that changed so many people's mindsets. Like for me, it was such a huge transition to like, we've talked about this before, like staying at home 24/7 versus going out like 6 days a week. And so like one thing for me was like I would always be getting fresh air. So now when I'm at home, I realize sometimes I'm like, oh, I feel really gross because I haven't gotten any fresh air. And so now like I try to make it more of a priority to like, go for a walk around our lake or like sitting outside just like on the patio and like getting fresh air even if it's cold. And so like that's another habit that I kind of want to incorporate into my routine, like taking a walk every day. And like disconnecting from, my phone and whatever in the morning and just, enjoying the fresh air. Because like literally my mom talks about it whenever I'm like stressed out, she's like, oh, you need some oxygen in your brain. Like you need to go take a walk. And so I think about that and I'm like, okay, like if you do that every single day, like that feels like you're really getting your fill of fresh air, getting new oxygen in your brain and all of that. So that's another thing.
Yeah, for sure. That makes a huge difference. And that's what I don't like about winter is it's like, at least where I am, it's just too cold. Like it is too, I was telling Sarah like the temperatures, I was like, it is way too cold. And yeah, I mean that sucks. And you can go to a gym, of course, and like walk around a track at a gym. And don't get me wrong, that's still great. Like I'll still do that. But that's what I love about the spring and the fall is yeah, that you can just walk around with so much and like get fresh air. Whereas where I am, like the extreme weather doesn't really let you do that.
Yeah, so I don't know. Is there
But
anything else you wanted to mention?
I really just wanna like, we just kind of wanted to encourage you guys and just fill you in on like what we were doing and then just what we were doing for our holiday break. And then also just encourage you about these goals and maybe you will just kind of approach resolutions differently and think about them differently. So yeah, we just kind of want to encourage everyone to use this break not just to relax, but also to get some stuff done, get some habits built. But yeah, that's pretty much it from me. What about you, Sarah?
Yeah, for sure. I totally agree. And I think the habit loop is definitely something to give a shot at. And we'll also check back because I feel like that can be such a powerful tool. Or like honestly, just doing the research, taking due diligence and like being able to figure out what works for you, honestly. And like honestly, baby steps, small increments, like it all works, but I always love our New Year's episodes because I'm like, oh, like it's a new year, it's a new start and everything. And we talked about that poem from last week. I'm still thinking about that, like the fact that you could start over at any point. So honestly, like if it doesn't happen this break, maybe you need to fully recharge this break, then just start whenever you can and just have it in the back of your mind. There's nothing wrong with that either. But yeah.
For sure. All
Well,
right,
thanks for
guys.
tuning in.
Yes, thank you. I'll see you guys after the new year. Have a safe and fun holiday break.
Bye.